Okay, Chevra, what I want to do today is nominally Simen Sadi Beis Se'if Gimel, but it will kind of touch on Yesodos in Chaticha Nasis Nevela and in Efshar LaSochato. In order to understand it, obviously we need the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches tells me that Tipas Cholov that falls on the Chaticha, if there's no same time, it's going to be Osir. Then Rav came along and he said that Kevan Shanosan Tam B'chaticha, that chaticha is Nasis Nevela, and that Aser is everything else because it's Min B'mino, and Min B'mino is not Bato, and he is going within the Shita of Reb Yehuda that Min B'mino is not Bato. The Gemara says, in order to say this principle of Rav, the chaticha Nasis Nevela, I have to say an earlier principle, or a prerequisite, as we call it in Nusach HaKalaj, we have to say the principle of Efshel Sochato being Osir. If Efshel Sochato is Mutter, then Chaticha Atzma cannot possibly be Nevela, then the piece of meat cannot possibly become Osir. And the Gemara has a machlokas that Rav really holds that Efshel Sochato is Osir. Rav and Reb Yochanan hold Efshel Sochato Osir, and Shmuel and Reish Lakish hold that Efshel Sochato is Mutter. This is all the Gemara on Kufches Amir Aleph that is just summarized, very nice, very sweet, beautiful, gewaltig. Okay? So there's basically a machlokas Rav and Reb Yochanan on the one hand, that they pass in the Eshel Sechatai is Aser, and consequently you can hold of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And Shmuel and Reb Yochanan, who say that Eshel Sechatai is fundamentally Mutter. So far, so good? Now, normally in Judaism, we're learning Judaism today, so normally in Judaism, when they have Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, who do I paskin like? Isser and Mammon. So are we talking about Mammon here? Good, right? We're not learning Kosh and Mishpah. We're learning Yerideya. So we're talking about Isser, right? So Hilchos HaKerav B'Issuri. That would mean that we should paskin that Efshel LaSochato is Osir. If I paskin Efshel LaSochato Osir, so that should mean that I hold Chaticha Nasis Nevela, no? And that should be basic Judaism. And in fact, that is basic Judaism, according to 97.8% of Rishonim, that we paskin like Rav, Eshel Sochato Osir, consequently Chaticha Nasis Nevela, consequently when a Tipas Cholov falls on the Chaticha of Basar, you have to be Mevato the entire volume of that Basar, no? Let's say I have a Tipas Cholov that falls on my cell phone, right? So my entire cell phone becomes Osir, Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and it's not enough to be Mavato just the drop of Cholov that fell on it. If this piece of meat is subsequently mixed into another pot, it's not enough to be Mavato just the Tipas Cholov, you have to be Mavato the entire Chaticha. That's the principle in Judaism, Chaticha Nasis Nevela. This is the principle that is accepted by 97.8% of Rishonim, and this seems to be the Pashtus in the Gemara. However, the Ravid, Rabbi Abraham ben David of Paskiers, so the Ravid decides to create problems in Judaism. Usually it's the Rambam that creates problems. There's an unusual shita that the Ravid is the one who creates the problems, right? It's an unusual sugya. And the Ravid tells me in Paraktesa Ma'acholos Asuros Halachates, the Ravid tells me that the rule of Chaticha Atmanasis Nevela, this rule that you have been mevato the entire piece of meat, is only true according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ravid writes, "Ein anu oimim kein, shelo yishamanu kol achaticha atanasis nevela el adesu b'Yehuda, demachme that min b'mino is not bato, but according to the Rabbanon, not." Now, the Ravid has a certain basis from the sugya, because the Gemara says that according to Rav, chaticha nasis nevela, and it answers everything else according to Reb Yehuda, no? And the Ravid is taking it, I would say, pardon the expression, on the 9th grade Gemara level. And the Ravid is saying, you know, you're saying, hey, Schwartz, where were you in 9th grade, right? 11th grade. Okay. the Ravid is kind of not saying anything lomdish. Rav is only going within Reb Yehuda, and therefore the din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela is true only according to Rabbi Yehuda. But l'cha'orah, when you think about it, that should not be correct. Because the only dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether they hold Mim B'mino is batal, Mim B'mino is not batal, no? If that's the only dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that would mean, according to the Chachamim, that Mim B'mino is batal. So at least you should need Shishim K'nega Kala Chaticha. L'cha'orah, the Cheshbin of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, which is predicated, like we said, on Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, who hold Efshel Seich Dei Aser, that should be true, even according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what the Rambam says, that's what the vast majority of Rishonim say, but the Shita of the Ravid really seems to be exceedingly difficult. So, Maran Hagoyin Reb Chaim Halevi has an essay. This is an unusual Reb Chaim, actually, because Reb Chaim over here is really explaining the Ravid, not explaining the Rambam, no? Usually, Reb Chaim is supposed to explain Maimonides. Over here, the Rambam is kind of the foil in order to explain the Shita of the Ravid. So Reb Chaim, you know, kind of, this is an interesting Reb Chaim also, just like in terms of the way Reb Chaim thinks. Reb Chaim, at the very end of the shtickle, kind of gives me the Mahalach and the Gemara. But the beginning of the shtickle is not according to the Gemara. The beginning of the shtickle is just principles, concepts. What is the conceptual link between Chaticha Atmanasis Nevela and the din of Rabbi Yehuda that Min B'mino is not batal? Right? In other words, even if Min B'mino would be batal, L'cha'oira, I should say Chaticha Atmanasis Nevela, because you have cholov that falls on basar, it becomes treif based on the rule of tam ke'ikar. And we should say that out the fact that this piece of meat is treif because of tam ke'ikar, it should answer everything based on chaticha nasis nevela. Why is it that the Ravid says this only within the opinion that of Reb Yehuda, the Ravid says that Chaticha Nasas Nevela is only true according to Reb Yehuda that Min B'minai is not batal. So comes along Reb Chaim, and in classic Reb Chaim form, he gives out Yesodos. Right? Reb Chaim basically throws balls, and every ball contains an assumption that Reb Chaim makes. Some of these assumptions are borne out elsewhere in the Sefer, but other assumptions are just assumptions. So the yesod of Reb Chaim is that fundamentally the din of Min B'mino not being batal is completely different than the din of Tam Ke'ikar. L'chayre tam ke'ikar and min b'minoi are both ways of saying that there is heder bittel, no? Tam ke'ikar means because there's flavor of the iser, so therefore there's no bittel. And min b'minoi l'batel means, according to Reb Yehuda, there's no bittel. But says Reb Chaim, that ain't true. Tam ke'ikar means, and we spoke about this in our youth, no? When we learned the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, no, where do we do this? In Sadi Tes, right, where we learn Sadi Ches, Sadi Tes, right, where we learn the dinim of Tam Ke'ikar. By the way, I am marking Bechinas. Last night I started, I did some more this morning, I hope to finish today. Okay? That's the basic Yisod. Yikes, the words Tam Ke'ikar somehow reminded me of a Bechina.
How are people doing?
What?
How are we doing so far?
Let's go weiter. I mean, we'll discuss. Most people are actually doing okay. Some are doing great. Some are doing less than okay. Right? There are three categories. Okay. Then there's also people who I marked their bechinas and I didn't add up the numbers. That's like, sometimes I do this. I don't know why. Whatever. I'm weird. What do we do? So Reb Chaim tells me that the yisod of tam ke'ikar is that the iser is batal, but there's a new din called tam ke'ikar, no? And this new din of tam ke'ikar is very different than the din of min b'minoi loy batal, according to Reb Yehuda. Min b'minoi loy batal means that the halacha says that the iser is present. Tam ke'ikar means that the sibas ha'iser, the iser itself, is gone, is batal, but there is a new halacha, a new din called tam ke'ikar, right? In our youth, we explained that this was a machlokes between the Ri of Orleans and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether tam ke'ikar means heder bittel, or does tam ke'ikar mean that the original iser blipped? If you remember, right, the Rabbeinu Tam asked the Ri of Orleans about that tam ke'ikar is an iser essay, because you're learning from Gi'ulei Nachrim. And that's why there's going to be no malchus on tam ke'ikar, and there's only going to be malchus if you have kezayis b'chilas pras, where it's considered the iser is be'en, no? But tam ke'ikar itself, there's no iser. Time of olam ha'moshe, there's no iser lav, because the iser is an iser asay. Iser asay means iser was fundamentally bottled, and it's a new iser. But Rabbeinu Tam asks on the Rimei Orleans, you should say a hajre li'isura kama, and a hajre li'isura kama means that's ki'ilu, the original iser remains. That means the tam ke'ikar is ki'ilu, it's not bottled. Right? That's what we pointed out as machlokes Rimei Orleans and the Rabbeinu Tam. But Reb Chaim tells us, in a very interesting sort of Reb Chaim-dic way, that everybody holds, for Reb Chaim, this is like an Ikar Ha'emuna, that everyone holds that Tam Ke'ikar is Batal and a new din. Everybody holds like the Ri of Orleans. I don't know what he would do with that Rabbeinu Tam. Reb Chaim, by the way, developed this Yesod in the shtickle that we saw in Perek, Tesvav of Macholai Sasurais, no? Reb Chaim developed this Yisod that Tam Ke'ikar is a new din. And if Tam Ke'ikar is a new din, says Reb Chaim over here in Perek Tesvav Macholai Sasurais, I could not apply the rule of Chaticha At Manasis Nevela if I'm just saying Tam Ke'ikar. Because Chaticha At Manasis Nevela means that this piece of meat is a pure piece of tarfus. It's like if I shecht an animal and I shecht it improperly, that this meat is usser permanently, usser no matter what. That's not what happens with tam ke'ikar. Tam ke'ikar is a new din of the tam. Consequently, because it's a new din of the tam, were I to be able to purge this meat of its tam, it would be mutter. So therefore, Chaticha Nasis Nevela is not shayich on the din of Tam Ke'ikar. Another fancy way of saying this is just the Mehechatesi. Why would Chaticha Nasis Nevela be shayich to the din of Tam Ke'ikar if Tam Ke'ikar is a new din? Haraya, I derive Tam Ke'ikar from Psukim, like Mishras Anovim. Right? If I derive from Psukim, who says Tam Ke'ikar is Shayich to apply the rule of Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela? Who says this new din carries that other new din with it? However, Reb Chaim, in explaining the Ravid, argues that according to the Ravid, the din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela only makes sense within Reb Yehuda, who says min b'minay is not batal, no? And min b'minay not batal means that the item is present. If the item is mamish present, so then I'll say, chaticha nasis nevela. But then what should emerge is that if I don't hold like Reb Yehuda that min b'minay is not batal, right? If I hold that min b'minay is batal, then I don't hold the din of chaticha atzma nasis nevela. So Reb Chaim is basically, just by throwing out, what do we call this in math, like postulates? No? It's a postulate. Okay. You guys went to college.
He's making a claim.
Yeah. And Chaim is making a claim. And that's his claim. His claim is that Tam Kikr is a new din. The din of Mimbamin Labatul is Hedar Bittul. And the Yisoid of Chaticha Atzunasis Nevela is only Shayach when there is Hedar Bittul. Adkan Devarav. What that would mean, L'cha'ira, is that according to Reb Chaim, the dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid is related to how I understand the nature of Basar B'Cholov, Va'afaresh. You see, I only say Chaticha Nasas Nevela on something which itself is Usser. There's a real Isser present, the original Isser. If it's based on Tam Ke'ikar, there's no din of Chaticha Atma Nasas Nevela. But that's true within the Ravid. But according to the Rambam, this is not correct. Because the Rambam is going to say that when Basar B'Cholov becomes Usser, the Tam Ke'ikar by Basar B'Cholov is different than the Tam Ke'ikar elsewhere. And the Tam Ke'ikar by Basar B'Cholov within the Rambam is L'cha'ora saying that this now becomes treif, independent treif, pure treif. It's ki'ilu the meat was shechted improperly. And therefore, I can say the rule of Chaticha Atma Nasis Nevela. Remember, I only say Chaticha Atma Nasis Nevela when the item is a pure Isser. If the item has a new Isser, if it's like a carrier of an Isser, I don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Therefore, the Ravid says, I only say Chaticha Nasis Nevela if you hold Mimbamin Olay Batul, because Mimbamin Olay Batul means that there's a pure Isser here. Tam Ke'ikar, there's no pure Isser. The Rambam has to agree with that postulate, because it's a postulate. And the Rambam, however, would say that L'cha'ayra Basar B'Cholav is a new type of Isser, that Basar B'Cholav, once I mix the meat and milk together, it's as if it is a piece of treif meat that can never become kashered. Now, what this means in Rav terminology is as follows. Okay, we're just saying Yesodos now, but the Rav invented a new term. That term is called Efsher Lahafridai. Let me explain. We said in the Gemara in Kufres that Chaticha Atzonasas Nevela is predicated on Efsher L'Soichdai being Aser. Efsher L'Soichdai means that when I have a piece of meat that absorbed Isser, if I could squeeze the Isser out of the meat, does that piece of meat remain Usser? Now, how much am I squeezing the Isser out of the meat? L'cha'ayra, I'm squeezing enough Isser out of the meat that the remaining Isser will be bottle. Until now it wasn't bottle. I will squeeze it out, the Isser will diffuse from this meat, and now, once the Isser diffuses from the meat, so now there is no longer enough Isser to keep on Assering it. That's the rule of Efsher L'Soi Chatoi. However, let's say, right, in chemistry we have like a machine called a centrifuge. And the centrifuge has a way of like spinning everything around and dividing it up by its mass. And let's say I can completely remove the Isser, mikol v'kol. There is zero Isser left. That is not called Efsher L'Seichatoi. That is called a new thing called Efsher L'Hafrido. That is Rav terminology. Made up. Totally Rav-like, okay? You are not going to find the words Efsher L'Hafrido in classical Jewish sources, but the Rav is for us a classical Jewish source. So far, so good? That's called Efsher L'Hafridai. Efshela hafrido. Efshela hafrido means that the iser is completely removed. The Ravid would say that I only apply the rule of Chaticha Nasus Nevela when the iser is present, when I hold the min b'minoi loy batal. And basar b'chalav is only going to be usar if there is some iser present. But lu yitzuyer, if I would be able to completely remove that iser, then it would be mutter. If I could get all the chalav out of the basar completely, totally, thoroughly, then it would become mutter, according to the Ravid. But according to the Rambam, if what we're saying is correct, that the Rambam is agreeing with the postulate that tam ke'ikar means bittul and a new iser, and right, if we agree with that postulate, so then the Rambam might say, or would say, or has to say, that tam ke'ikar by basar b'cholav creates a chapta of iser. It creates the type of thing that even if I can remove, even if I can remove all of the chalav from the basar, it is going to be asar. So far, so good? I'm just learning a Reb Chaim with you. That's all we're doing. Right? Reb Chaim has these postulates within the Ravid. And Reb Chaim doesn't really explain within the Rambam what would be the halacha. Right? Reb Chaim is basically speaking entirely within Rabbi Abraham ben David of Paskiers. But Rabbi Moses ben Maimon, right, of various communities, Fustat, right? The Jewish community in Cairo was in Fustat, no? Should take a field trip. Okay, that would be awesome, right? But the Rambam, the Chaira, is going to be saying that Efshar L'Sochato, the Rambam, the Chaira, is going to be saying that Alseicha Ticha Nasas Nevela, because the Rambam holds that Basar B'Cholav becomes an entirely new Isser. It's not just a carrier of Basar and Cholav. But Basar B'Cholav is a totally new Isser. The way I once heard this said is that there's a Chakira. Is the din Basar V'Cholav with a Vav? Or Basar B'Cholav? Or maybe V'Cholav with a Vez, no? Sometime, I think Chacham Ovadia, one of his Jews, points out, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ayidei Chupa V'Kidushin. Or is it chupa, right? Bikidushin is with a bet or a vav. And it could be that it's a vet. And as a vet, it sounds the same as vikidushin with a vav. But, right, it's really a bet. The question is chupa a separate category than the kidushin? Or is the chupa a possibility of creating kidushin? The Gemara in Kidushin on Daf Hey discusses whether chuppah is koina, no? Nachon? And that is, the chakira of whether it's a vet or a vav is an important chakira. Is it two separate clauses, right? Or is it one and the same? Is it farmisht, farbundik? Basar bicholav with a beis means that we are creating a new cheftza of iser, of basar and cholav, mixed together. Basar v'cholav with a vav means that the iser is kozman shehem b'chubarim. Aval, if it is efshar l'hafrido, it would be mutter. The way we are saying the Reb Chaim, which is based on an assumption that the Rambam would agree with the postulate that tam ke'ikar is a new din, so then, right? So then what would emerge is that the Rambam and the Ravid are disagreeing whether it's basar bicholav with a beis or basar vicholav with a vav. The Ravid holds its basa vicholav with a vav. Consequently, according to the Ravid, right, the only time I'm going to say chaticha nasis nevela is when you hold min b'minay lay batal. Then the item becomes a chefza of iser. However, if you hold min b'minay is batal, there's no such thing. The Rambam would say, even according to Madam, min b'minay is batal, because the Rambam holds that basar b'cholav is fundamentally an iser with a beis, not with a vav. Hey, so far so good? Mark, you're smiling.
I was wondering if that actually, if they actually have a difference in how they call it.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Hey, I really doubt it, but... comes along our dear beloved friend, Megillat Sefer. And Megillat Sefer tells me that this dispute, the way we set it up, Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, about the nature of Basar B'cholav, and whether I say, Chaticha Nasas Nevela, if you hold like the Chachamim, that Min B'minay is Batal, this is really Machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. Let's learn the Shach together. Let's learn the Taz together. We'll learn the Taz. This is like backwards Shir Day, no? We're explaining a Ravid and the Taz. Mamish against all of Judaism, no? Well, okay, what can we do? Saying a Rav and Taz. So the Taz here, Sadi Beis Oif Zayin. That's, by the way, Sadi Beis Oif Zayin. Right? It says like this in the Mechaber, when the Chaticha becomes Osir out the Cholov, the entire Chaticha becomes Osir. The Imbishla Imachares, you need Shishim Levato Kula. That is the rule that we call Chanan. Right, that when the chaticha becomes aser out to the cholov, the entire chaticha is aser. You have to be mevatel the entire volume of the chaticha. It's not sufficient to be mevatel just the cholov that came into it. So shishim mevatel kula. But the mechaber writes im bishla im acheres. If you cook this piece of meat with other pieces of meat, the taz is medayik from the mechaber. Then the Mechaber says, Imbishla imacheros, meaning, if I don't cook this piece of meat, again, this piece of meat that absorbs cholov in it, so it becomes basar b'cholov. But says the Ravid, if I don't cook this meat with the other pieces of meat, it will not have the capability of asering the other pieces of meat. Even though we learned in Siman Sadi Aleph, the Cham L'Toich Cham Asers, says the Taz, that is only true if something is an Iser Machmas Atzmo. But an Iser Balua, Cham L'Toich Cham cannot Aser. If I have a hot piece of Basar B'cholav, hot piece of meat that absorbed milk, and it touches another piece of meat, says the Ravid, it's not going to be Basar. The piece of Basar B'cholav can only Asar other pieces of meat, according to the Ravid, if I cook it, meaning I put it in a new pot with liquid above Yatzay Ledes Bay, then it could Asar everything else. But if it's just touching, it does not Asar. Right? That's what the Taz says. In Ois Dalet. Let's read it inside. Beloi Bishol, Eina Oiseres, Afil Bishneim Chamin. Velo Amun, Simon Tzad, Mi Aleph, Seif Dalet, the Chamin Tol Cham is Oser Akol, Elo Be Iser Machmas Atmai, Masha Enkin Kan, Be Iser Balua. The Taz holds that Basar B'cholav is what I call an Iser Balua. Iser Balua means it's an Iser out absorption. Meaning, if I could remove completely the absorbed iser, heter gamur, basar, vicholav, mitavav. No? That's what the Ravid, that's what the Taz says. Like the Ravid. The Taz continues that even on Simon Kufhei, we say that basar b'cholav is considered iser rachmas atzmai. Zuck the Taz, what that means is that when I have meat touch milk, then it is mamish going to be usser. But once I have a chefza of basar b'cholav, that chefza of basar b'cholav cannot aser anything else without reitav. The Taz's yesod is that we only aser basar b'cholav, cham l'tay cham, does not aser stuff, because basar b'cholav is an iser balua. Says the Prima Godim on this Taz, Mishpatzol Zohav Ois Zayin, that even though the Taz says this, what that means is, even though the Taz says this, what that means is, let me say a little more in the Prima Godim. According to the Taz, what does Efshar L'Sochato Osir mean?
You can separate it. Mm-hmm.
You could separate it and.
So it's mutter.
And what?
It would be mutter.
Efshar Seichtai is mutter. If I would totally separate, it would be mutter.
Right.
Yet we pass an Efshar Seichtai is usr.
Because you can't separate it.
So you can't separate it completely. I can't do a complete. It's technical.
Yeah.
I can't get everything out.
Right?
Right? That's what the Taz would say. That's what the Prima Godim time is.
Doesn't
Rav
Chaim say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reb Chaim says this within the Ravid, and the Taz is basically saying the same Nakuda. This is what our dear beloved friend Megillah Sefer points out, page Reish Yud Zayin. It's fairly pashat. You read the Taz with the Prima Godim, they're saying the Reb Chaim. That Efshar L'Seichatai Osir just means that the Mitzias is, you can't get it all out. Were I to be able to get it all out, what we call it in Rav language, Efshar L'Hafridai, there would be Heter Gomer. However, the Prima Godim notes that the Shach in like a bazillion places completely disagrees with the Taz. The Shach in a bazillion places tells me that Efshar L'Seichatai Osir means, even if I could get it all out, it's going to be Osir. Basar B'cholav, therefore, is not with a Vav. Basar B'cholav is with a Beis. It's a totally new din of Basar B'cholav. That's what I call Rambam. Again, assuming all the postulates. That's what I call the Rambam. This is all in the Prima Godim Mishpatzo Zohav Ois Zayin. And I would even say it's all within the Prima Godim Mishpatzo Zohav Ois Zayin in the first five lines. Right, Moshal Mahadavad Omer. If I have a beged of linen, I have a beged of wool, and I have one linen string in the beged of wool. I can make that beged kosher by just pulling out that one linen string, no? This is what happens all the time. You buy a good suit. Hickey Freeman. Good suit. Right? And there's shatnez in the lining. What you do is you take the linen out. It's often in the suits you have stiffener in the lining, which is made out of linen. Linen, if it's not combed, is very hard, no? Stiff. Stiffener in the lining, shatnez, if I just take out the linen, it becomes kosher. I don't assume there's a new cheftz of shatnez that was created, no? I just remove the linen, it's kosher.
Right.
That is, right, l'cha'over, the same as basar b'cholav, because shatnez is a very similar yisayid. That's two items of hefter that combine to become an iser.
The shatnez do that? Sorry, yeah, with the shatnez do that?
By shatnez, l'cha'over, yes. But everyone, I mean, this is what we do all day.
Right.
By shatnez, we take the linen out. Right? There's no new chefts of shatnez. The question is basar b'chol like shatnez or not? Taz says it's exactly the same as shatnez. Shach would say, no, basar b'chol with a base. So far, so good. Now the basic yesod over here.
According to the Rav Chaim, so like, let's say, like, is Rav Chaim suggesting that they were only talking at a time where Sokta wouldn't do the trick, but today, if you have the ability to do it, would Rav Chaim say it's a different halacha? Like, you have the ability to actually get it out, like he was suggesting, centrifuge.
It could be, yeah. Efshar L'Hafridai is going to be mutter according to the Taz. Right, Efshar L'Hafridai is going to be mutter according to the Ravid. According to the Rambam, it's not true. Rav Chaim never really explains the Rambam, right? That's the, like, the kunst that Rav Chaim pulls over here. Rav Chaim is just explaining a Ravid.
Change because we don't hold like the Ravid.
So I don't hold like the Rivas. That should mean that I hold like the Rambam slash Shach.
Right.
Again, if all of this is correct, that's right.
Right.
That's why, like Reb Chaim is really, pardon the expression, pulling the wool over our eyes. Right? That's what Reb Chaim is doing. But this issue relates to what we learned in Sadi Bey's Si'if Bey's. If you remember, we encountered in our youth a discussion, a machlekes Rashi and the Ri. When Tibas Cholov is nafa al ha-chaticha, right? So it's going to aser that chaticha. That chaticha will aser all the other chatichas, right? But if you stir the pot, then the entire kedera is mitzurah, and it's going to become bottle, right? And we discussed stir it when, etc. That was our youth. There's machlokes Rashi in the Ri. Is the chaticha that the cholov lands on, is it miksas ateicha raitav or not? The Ri says that the entire chaticha is above the raitav. I have some chatichos that are somewhat submerged. I have one piece of meat completely on top. And the cholov hits that piece of meat. Rashi says that the cholov is hitting a piece of meat which is partially submerged. Right? Taz, passes like Rashi. Shach, passes like the Ri. Right? Remember that? Taz, passes like... Write it down. It's correct. Taz, passes like Rashi. Shach, passes like the Ri. At least B'das HaMechaber. B'das HaRamah, we might have additional complications. But B'das HaMechaber, Al Kopanim, Taz, passes like Rashi. Shach, passes like the Ri. What forces the Taz to pass like Rashi? So read the Taz, if cut and base, slowly and carefully. The Taz tells me that when the Tipas Cholah falls on this chaticha will answer all the nearby chatichas. And I have to stir the pot in order to get the Tipas Cholah to diffuse an entire pot, to become bottle and everything else. But if not for stirring the pot, that chaticha is answer and it answers everything else. The Taz says, how can that chaticha, not everything else, it answers all the nearby stuff, right, in Toshishim. How can that chaticha answer nearby stuff? It's a iser balua for the Taz. And we have a principle in Judaism, ein habalua haylech mikli lekli, or ein habalua haylech mechaticha lechaticha, below relative. Blia, an iser balua, only can transfer its flavor if there is relative. So how can this chaticha, which became usr al to the tibas cholov that fell on it, how can it transfer its flavor to the other chatichas? Says the Taz, the only way you can do that is if there's rotav. To assume that there's rotav, you have to neman, like Rashi, that the chaticha that absorbed the cholov is partially submerged. The Shach says, no siri, that's not true. We hold like the Ri. That the chaticha that absorbed the cholov is not partially submerged. How does it answer everything else? For the Shach, it's not a problem, because only an Isser Balua requires rotiv. But Basar B'cholov, right, is not an Isser Balua according to the Shach. Basar B'cholov is an independent Isser. If it's an independent Isser, it can answer everything else below rotiv. Mamash hakol kaftar v'ferach devorim bi'irim ubehirim kachama. Right, it is mamash amazing. Right, again, there are some wrinkles in this. If you kind of go through the Taz of cotton bays again, right, you'll see a shtickle wrinkle. But big adol, this is mamash beautiful. Look at the Taz again, sif cotton bays and the kudas akasif on that Taz of cotton bays, and you'll see mamash, right, beirim ubeirim kachama. Right, so this is what we wanted to explain in today's episode of Judaism, and any other ha'aros, gentlemen? Ike, how's it going back there?
Sure.
Not bad. Yeah. Right. So you got to read this Reb Chaim. In order to understand Reb Chaim, it's not enough to read it one time. Not enough to read it three times. I'll call upon him five times. And you have to, like, the godness of Reb Chaim is like it grows on you. No, you read it the first time, you think you understand. I actually read an article in the Atlantic Monthly on Friday. This month's Atlantic Monthly have what they call the deception of reading. And when you read something, you really think you understand it. But then, right, how much do you remember of the books that you've read? Very, very little. Manish, right? Tipa, tipa. Right? There's a certain deception in reading. While you read something, you think you chap it. Then you close the Gemara and like, what the heck? Right? You close the book. I mean, the books I have on my night table, I have no idea what I'm up to. Because like I have to fall asleep in the middle of reading them. That's like what I do. But with the Reb Chaim, the deception of understanding is even greater than with other works. You read it, you think you're understanding it while you're reading it, then you finish and like try to say it over to somebody. And you're going to say, what the heck did I just read? Huh? Huh? Right? Like, remember a few words. Read it again. Read it again. Eventually, you tap it, and it is beautiful. Okay, gentlemen, we should have a wonderful day.